Hundreds of those tests would normally be positive for flu. The same pattern is being seen in Southern Africa, Australia. Kanta Subbarao directs the World Health Organization's Collaborating Center for Reference and Research on Influenza in Melbourne.
We are totally surprised. I mean, we had influenza activity in January and February, and we have a few isolates from March, and then it just totally dropped off.
So, why did this happen? No one is really sure, but everything being done to stop COVID-19 is surely hitting flu as well.
So the restriction on travel is a big, big element. Mask wearing, hand washing, and all the social distancing.
Still, she says the northern parts of the world should not be complacent and think they're off the hook for flu.
Because influenza surprises us. Viruses surprise us. We're sort of seeing very little influenza activity in the southern hemisphere. But that doesn't allow me to predict that that will be the case for the northern hemisphere.
She and other flu experts say, get vaccinated.
This is one of those years that it's more important than ever to get your flu vaccine.
Stacy Schultz-Cherry is a flu researcher at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. She says scientists always look at what flu strains are circulating to make predictions about what should go into next year's flu vaccine. And even though flu cases are oddly low, they'll still be able to do that.
I think if it had disappeared completely, we'd be in a very different ballgame. But it hasn't. There's still flu out there.
The fact that flu is still out there, however, is why she personally remains worried about what will happen in the U.S. and the rest of the Northern Hemisphere when its flu season starts later this year. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.